Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You are listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Remember, you've got so many ways to access Civic Media. You can, of course, download the app wherever you get your apps from. It is free. Share with one and all. You can also listen on your local Civic Media affiliate. I come to you from beautiful Waukesha, 540 AM, 101 FM, WAUK, as well as you can catch me and Jim and see the show behind the show by watching Civic Media's YouTube channel. Just search for Civic Media. You can also check out the video feed from our shows at Maggie Dawn Show on Instagram, X, and Facebook. A big hello to one of our listeners and viewers on Facebook, Rhonda. We see your comments. Thank you for listening. If you want to participate and get in on the action, the social media feeds are one way to do that. You can comment. We see them. Sometimes we discuss them. We also have the phone and chat lines open, 855-752-4842. I've got former U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of Wisconsin, Jim Santel, with me as a fine guest this first hour. We've got U.S. Congresswoman Gwen Moore coming up at 5 p.m., so don't go anywhere. That's going to be a fun conversation, as it always is. Jim, I wanted, there is a link between a couple of things in the news, and though they may seem disparate, they are indeed
related. It is all tied together, right, Maggie?
It's always of a whole.
The same themes, right?
And that is part of what's going on with the federalization of troops in Washington, D.C., and we're going to get into some of the detail of that, but the place I wanted to start in the second half of this hour was what I thought was just, I guess it's so Hegseth. Maybe we can turn Pete's last name into a verb. He was Hegsething on Fox News yesterday. Let's take a listen to it, and then we'll talk about it. Take a listen here.
And the National Guard going to be picking up these tents, so the homeless tents, some of them have been cleared out. Well, what about those?
We're working with the marshals and alongside them, alongside Park Police, alongside everybody else. Wherever they need the National Guard to assist, we're happy to be there.
Do you know where
them.
The homeless people are going to go?
That's not really my lane. Yeah. Our job is to stand alongside law enforcement. We'll do that.
Okay. So what's important here, and again, that relates our conversation about this challenge filed today in the Supreme Court by Kim Davis to overturn the right to gay marriage. The common thread between what Pete Hegseth said yesterday on Fox News and that filing today is this. The Supreme Court earlier this year, this prior term, decided that jurisdictions, local jurisdictions, can make sleeping outside by unhoused people a crime. And here's the connection. Pete Hegseth doesn't care about folks that are unhoused, never has, never will. So of course he has no idea what's happening. Of course he has no idea where or how these people might be cared for so that they're not abused, so they don't end up in more dangerous circumstances. He's not concerned about affordable housing. The president isn't concerned about affordable housing or any of the things that could help these people that are in these circumstances. But here's the link. A human being needs to sleep. And a human being has innate right to their own identity, to love whom they love. These are human traits and characteristics. But because you're unhoused, you lose that right. That right's not protected by the Supreme Court. Our federal government doesn't give a whit about it. Just like they don't seem to care about your right to love and marry whom you choose.
And Maggie, your listeners should read Sonia Sotomayor's dissent in that case coming out of Oregon with respect to the homeless ordinances and the enforcement authorities that they have given to make those kinds of activities and the encampments criminal in nature. Sonia Sotomayor says just that. They're all human beings. They need to sleep. They need to eat. They've got some basic rights, I would argue, as did she also, to health care, basic sustenance in life, and the Supreme Court is drop-kicking that. Pete Hegseth picks up, of course, on the majority opinion there and says, you figure it out somehow. You can criminalize that behavior. You can do what you want. It is passing not only the buck, but it's also consistent with what we were chatting about earlier. It's not what government should be doing. Whether you're the Secretary of Defense or the Labor Secretary, you've got a concern about the American population. And the derivative things that come from what you do, they have implications across the board, not just because it's not just there at the Pentagon, but because it is America. And how dare you? How dare you, Mr. Secretary, say, not my issue. That's somebody else around the cabinet table. Probably nobody else around the cabinet table in this administration will take that on. No, you've got a responsibility as a leader of this government to be concerned about every single American.
And let's just, I mean, we can get into more of the discussion about the federalization and the problems and the fact that this is happening and going on in the shadow of the Newsom v. Trump bench trial of 3 days that's occurring in New York, in California, pardon me. It seems to me that an incredibly false choice is being presented all of the time by so many, sometimes far left progressives, but often or more often, I feel like folks on the right, that Kim Davis can't possibly freely exercise her religion while other people freely exercise theirs and enjoy their basic human dignity rights to love whom they want and marry whom they choose. Why can't we do both?
Mm-hmm.
This is it. Listen, I have worked in government before. I know that we have had challenges with folks that are unhoused in Milwaukee County. You talk to folks that live in Denver and San Francisco. These are real public policy challenges, but we can call it a public policy challenge. It's a human dignity challenge, and we should be able to have safe parks and neighborhoods and streets. And also try to figure out how to help these folks that are in need and treat them with some basic human dignity. To me, the idea of criminalizing sleeping because you do not have a home is anathema to that. Where is the solution for these people? And Pete Hegseth saying, oh, not my lane. Maybe that's true, sir, but you just had an opportunity on national television to at least acknowledge the dignity of these people, these citizens, and you failed to do so. The inability to articulate that we can do things that are seemingly conflictual, we can do hard things at the same time, that we can grapple with these difficult problems, that we will not present voters and citizens and residents with false choices, that you can either be safe or have individual rights respected, is so depressing to me. It's so, come on, Pete, it might not be your lane, but at least express some care and concern about these people that you're rounding up and kicking out of what we might not call a home, but which they do.
And that approach, that is the bright line that we're seeing more and more, this is going back to Dobbs and abortion. When Sam Alito comes out and he says, you know what? We're not finessing Roe versus Wade. We're saying bright line, it's done. It's over. You never, ever had a privacy right. That incapacity to believe two non-conflicting things at the same time and to go about solving a problem out there that has two parallel and sometimes related avenues, that's the capacity. That's the problem that we're seeing right now, as you have just said. We see it in the Supreme Court with these bright lines and these very clear statements that do not admit of the fact that life fundamentally, we live it in the gray areas, right? And that's a good thing, right?
That is, anybody that presents to you challenging issues of our time and says it's not a gray area is a liar. And I'm going to, listen, I don't like it when the far left does that. You know, that says you either have to do this or you're a bad person, right? Like, the world is incredibly complicated. Why we can't engage and talk about those complications is astounding to me. And again, I'm going to say to progressives, we have to be able to admit of the reality of the challenges. So when you're talking about unhoused people, You're talking even about Ms. Davis. There is a pathway through that acknowledges her dignity, but the dignity and respect owed same-sex couples that wish to get married. That has been the whole premise, again, from Dobbs all the way through the cake baker in Colorado. It's as if your religious right gets to infringe on the human dignity of others. I forgot the place in the Constitution that said that. 855-752-4842, 855-75 Cam from Appleton, say hello to Jim. What you got for us?
Hey, Cam.
Hey, Jim. Hey, Maggie. I'm wondering if any of this stuff has to do with them trying to make more chaos in the news again, too, because you got two other major things happening that I don't think the media has been able to cover pretty easily because they're not getting told information right now. And that's one, they're moving people out of the quote unquote alligator Alcatraz right now and closing it down. And then two, the Ghislaine Maxwell is allegedly out and about roaming around right now because she's out on a work permit.
Yeah, that is a real thing. I've got some reporting that has not been widely picked up that we can talk about a bit. Trust me, Cam, I'm going to get there today. We're going to try to get there this afternoon. Want to get in the rest of the folks on the text and phone lines. Steve from Milwaukee says the cruelty of incompetence is on display in the federal government. Trump's ego is astounding and disgusting. People are preying upon poor folks and uneducated American citizens for votes. There are two slices of history trying to repeat themselves, 1938 Germany and 1789 France. I hear you, Steve. Joe from Madison, say hello to Jim. What do you got for us?
Hi, Joe.
Hey, guys. Mr. Hegseth says that it's not his lane. The Secretary of Defense says it's not his lane. What happens to the homeless? Let's just look at this stat. 7% of the American public is classified as veterans. 13% of the homeless adult population are veterans. Okay? So they're overrepresented because veterans have gone through hard times and some of them end up in homelessness. Of the 51% of individual homeless veterans have disability, 50% have serious mental illness, and 70% have substance abuse problems. When he says it's not their lane, what? People serve in the military and then they're just forgotten? Come on, there's a problem. Vets are overrepresented in the homeless population because they've gone through hard times. For him to say so callously, especially Mr. Christian, I don't care, it doesn't matter to me what happens. You can bet among those people that are going to be moved out of those camps, there are veterans. Absolutely, you can bet that. So I think that's my two cents. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Joe.
Thanks, Joe. It is truly astounding. When we come back, we are going to get into the fact that the Trump administration, orchestrated by Attorney General Pam Bondi and Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche, have not only transferred Ghislaine Maxwell to a minimum security facility, she's apparently on work release. Certainly sounds like the cushy deal that Alex Acosta, Donald Trump's nominee in his first administration to become the Secretary of Labor, cut with Jeff Epstein way back in the day. What's going on here? We tell you the actual facts about what's happening with Jim and I, and we explain what it means for you next on The Maggie Dawn Show. Stay tuned.